brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Wayne Madsen's our guest. I want to invite him back up today on the Nightly News for a commercial-free 30-minute interview so we can really get into all this properly, or tomorrow, whenever he can do it. Wayne, again, we've only got 5 minutes left. You've got the floor. What other tidbits do you think are important for people to know?
Well, the biggest one of all, Sean Payton was the coach of the New Orleans Saints. When he was let go or suspended for rules violations, Phil Marshall was such a fan of the Saints and Sean Payton, he personally hired planes to fly over Saints games and multiple stadium venues, trailing a banner that said "Free Sean Payton." Now, the fact is that he would have committed suicide and killed his two kids 2 days before the Super Bowl was held at the Saints' home field at the Superdome in New Orleans. That alone made people say there's no way he did it. And I'm not a big football fan, but people who were football
fans, absolutely into it.
There's no way he could have done this.
Absolutely. But, I mean, look, he had a book out, and I haven't read the book, but I read about it, and I read the synopsis. Saudi intelligence tied into the globalist cartel group, spot on what happened. And he had another book coming out. They were scared of him. He knew secrets. And, man, in the old days, they just kill you. Now they kill your kids. And it just shows how degenerate the system is. Wayne, if they keep killing people, you know this road goes two ways.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm afraid that what we're going to see here, as I said, is the termination with extreme prejudice that we saw our cronies in Latin America carrying out in the 70s.
Yeah, but how long are people going to put up with that?
Well, it's hard to say, but people out in that little county out there are scared and mad. So they're mad that this happened to their friend Phil Marshall.
How long did you spend there? So they know they whacked him. And it's the kids. It's whacking the kids.
Yeah, I was there 8 days. I was there a little over a week. And
wow.
And
I mean, so what percentage of the neighbors and people you talk to know that they got those kids and blew their heads off?
Of those who knew Phil Marshall personally and worked with him, 100% of those who only knew him through the children, going to the high school, there's a lot more who believe the official sheriff's department story. But that's, as I said, because the local media has really, except in one case, the one Calaveras paper, the local media has really been saying he was a cold-blooded killer who snapped.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
You know, I'm getting demonized at I don't know, let's not exaggerate, 500% more than I've ever been demonized, Wayne. And I know you get demonized in things. And all the people that serve the system need to know something. They're going to take the pension funds, everything, very soon. We're going to lose everything because all of you complied with this evil and were such cowards.
Right. I have to say that I was there on February 13th. That evening, someone broke into Phil Marshall's house through the backsliding door and was looking for something. Somebody is after something that he has, and I think whatever it is, that it was so important, it was worth killing him and his two kids for.
Unbelievable. Listen, are you back in D.C.?
Yes, I'm back.
Well, you got good Skype, Wayne. I want to get you back on the Nightly News tonight.
Okay, sounds good.
No, that's fine. He is scheduled for the Nightly News. You guys are one step ahead of me. Okay, who's doing the Nightly News tonight? All right, good. Jakari Jackson's doing it. I've got a special report I'm going to do, too. Wayne, we only got 30 seconds left. I mean, this is really making me angry at the New World Order killing those kids.
Yeah, the kids were really good kids. If there was anything going on inside the family, I was told the older son, Alex, 17, by kids he knew in high school, they said, look, this kid wore his emotions on his sleeve. If there was anything going on inside the house, it would have been noticeable, and there was nobody noticed any change in behavior. So there again, we have these kids just being eliminated with their father and the pet dog.
And you get to demonize a father, a 9/11 truther, and a gun owner, all at the same time. Wayne Madsen, we'll talk to you tonight. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, it made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
On the turning away from the pale and downtrodden and the words they say which we won't understand. Don't what's happening is just a case of all the suffering. Oh, you'll find that you're joining in.
That's right.
The turning away.
You either fight the evil,
it's a sin,
and you're part of the solution, or you submit to the evil. And what happens with corruption is people give into it, they make excuses for it when it's small, and then it becomes bigger and bigger. And pretty soon it's taking over everything, but still you're making excuses for it. Look at the mainstream media and the way they're caught lying and deceiving and twisting. Look at what the police will go along with. Look at what parents will go along with and teachers. Look at our culture. Bombarded with psychological warfare poison to turn us into a cross between a game show, a gulag, and a casino. It's Max Kaiser who coined the term the casino gulag, but I would add to it, it's like a game show casino gulag, and the dumbing down and the propaganda in every movie, every TV show, whether it's the new Die Hard movie or now WWE, every night when it's on to a record audience of 14, 15 million. Alex Jones is racist. And the Jack Swagger is a racist and he loves Alex Jones. Just that's Running Man level bizarreness. And the government murdering 9/11 truthers and buying 2 billion bullets and launching drones and checkpoints and now they're announcing what we knew. Massive tax increases, getting rid of pre-existing coverage, bankrupting people, doubling the insurance premiums, giant payroll tax increases on poor, just like they've done in Europe with austerity. Criminals at every level of government and corporations encouraging each other to just in mass attack us at every level to gain as much ground as they can get, to break our will. And you see the turning away. You see people building the wall, to use another Pink Floyd analogy or allegory. And then the worms, they enter your brain. And you just stop caring. You just give in. You just say, so many people get abused, and they become abusers, I've noticed. Whether it's financial or spiritual or you know, cultural abuse. I always, if I got abused, I learned how to fight back against it. If somebody did something wrong to me, I sure didn't go do it to other people. Like, I've been robbed, I've been cheated, so I'll start cheating people. But that's the prevailing false wisdom, and it makes me sick. And there's no doubt Max Keiser's prediction has come true. He said that about 3 years ago, he said you would see the collapse accelerate within 3 years. He's a former top stockbroker, inventor of the Hollywood Stock Exchange virtual trading system. It's the basis of what's used on most stock exchanges today. And he said about 6 months ago, he said by April of next year, the collapse will be completely evident that it's accelerating. And they're not going to tell you there's a collapse, but there's currency crises. They're already raiding public and private pension funds. The consumer confidence is imploding. They're going after people's 401ks. Obamacare has a 401k, 3.8% tax in it. And my dad's in healthcare management. He said, this is designed to hurt poor people. He said, it's unbelievable how it's meant to get rid of Medicare and Medicaid and then make you get insurance, and it doubles the first year, and then $5,000 a year. I mean, that's just devastating. And it's so brutal to understand this tyranny. It's not just a tyranny that has tyranny to be in power. You've had a lot of tyrannies like that, and they're bad. This is a scientific tyranny where they've decided to go all the way and just be so evil no one can overthrow them. And they call that the final revolution, Bertrand Russell and others. George Orwell, who was part of the Fabian Socialist and led into their group, real name Eric Blair, he wrote about O'Brien, again, it's an allegory, torturing O'Brien, that's the symbol of the British press, into submission. And saying it doesn't matter. It's trampling and being trampled on, a boot stomping on the human face. You think, you know, gravity matters? We could create a parallel system to suspend gravity and have people believe it. We are the priest of power. We want to tear everything apart because that's what we like. The journey is the destination. And this is false mental illness being projected onto us by unhappy, inbred, mentally ill aristocracy and the bureaucracies they've created that are fully weaponized and fully turned over to darkness. Now, I've got some of the financial news here. I'm going to mention some headlines and go to Max Keiser at MaxKeiser.com, TV and syndicated radio host. G20 summit to focus on currency war, threat to economy. These are the people. This is like the foxes having a meeting about the hens that got killed last night, so they can then act like the saviors and give you more solutions, more power for them. Funds run low for health insurance in state high-risk pools. The banks that own the insurance companies wrote it. And again, it's so incredible that people are being raped by Obama, who's a puppet, and they're thanking him for it because he's fighting the Tea Party racist. Frustrated Madoff, now second-guessing his guilty plea, pointing out that everything he does is what the mainstream banks do. Yeah, but you're a low-level guy, buddy. They needed somebody to go to jail. Central banks buy the most gold since 1964, as Keiser predicted. Higher taxes puts the brakes on retail shopping, CNBC. See, of course, and again, I saw John Paul DeJoria, who's a self-made billionaire, going, Obama, when you raise taxes on, it's going to hurt the economy. Why don't you wake up? Don't you care? Of course he knows. This is scorched earth. Bankrupt us. Bring us into submission. Overrun us with illegals who'll work for nothing. Not even bashing the illegals. They're part of the cold-blooded tool. They've already forced them off their land all over Mexico, made them go to Mexico City to live in hell, to force them up here. And then play us off against each other. And it just goes on and on. I bring you Max Kaiser. Max, we could be like Argentina, which is where we're going, or Greece. They'll still tell us we left the recession 4 years ago. I want you to break down the latest news, where we are on the DEFCON clock here. Have we gone to the highest DEFCON yet? Max Kaiser.
Hey, Alex, great to be on with you, with your global audience of millions. Well, as you know, 7 months ago or so, I made a very aggressive prediction of a huge collapse by April of this year. So we've got 2 months left on that prediction. It's a very aggressive prediction. What we have in the mix right now, we do have the currency wars. That has become a headline that is splashed all over newspapers around the world. The various countries are trying to debase their own currency. They are, in effect, it's a firing squad lined up in a circle.
It's a race to the bottom, exactly as Ross Perot warned us.
Now at the G20 meeting, they all explained how this was a good thing because they're just helping each other's export business, and it's not about a trade war, and it won't devolve into a hot war. But of course, that's false. What the truth of the reality here is that they're still allowing the Japanese yen to collapse more than any other currency because it provides the cheapest source of funds for these governments to engage in buying each other's sovereign debt. Because since the collapse of 2007, 2008, since the Lehman Brothers collapse, there is one market that has been kept artificially afloat these past 5 years, and that is the bond market and the sovereign bond market. And it's been kept afloat by things like quantitative easing and by governments buying each other's
bonds. And that's the bubble you predicted will blow up by late April.
Right. This is the bubble that is yet to blow up, and it'll be the most spectacular bubble. Another development since we spoke last is that you've got two currencies that have been identified as possibly the next two currencies to go down an Argentinian-like rabbit hole of destruction. One is the Japanese yen, for the reasons we just discussed, and now people are talking about the British pound.
All right, Max, your Skype is breaking up a bit. Start back over. You said the British pound.
All right, how's this? Better?
Yes, sir.
British pound, is this better?
Yes, sir.
All right, so the British pound was seen as a safe haven, but now with the euro doing better, people are pulling out of the British pound, and you've got people like George Soros and other hedge fund managers publicly saying they are now in full attack mode against the British pound. And this means that the British pound's credit rating will be downgraded. And what's going to happen here in Britain and why we moved to Britain, because we knew this was going to come, is they're going to have to have a full-scale currency debasement or downgrading, a revaluation by 30 or 40%, which means that inflation will skyrocket here. And it's already a huge problem, Alex. And here the big story the past week has been about horse meat. They have discovered horse meat in all of the beef meat.
That's how they're trying to keep inflation down, is debasing everything, you know, turning the cigarettes into sawdust and fake chocolate and synthetic gin, a.k.a. 1984.
Exactly. You also have a story about Maker's Mark whiskey, I guess it is, in the U.S. has been caught watering down their whiskey. But this is an inflation story where you see substitution for cheaper meats, in this case horse meat, for beef. And because the agricultural industry can't keep prices down anymore, they've gone through the genetically modified organism series of price deductions. They've gone through globalization and the price deductions. But starting up 2 or 3 years ago and starting post-crisis and starting with that speculation that we've seen in agricultural commodities that led to the Arab Spring and the revolution in Egypt, food prices and fuel prices, gas prices, are now inescapably starting to edge higher in ways that are out of control. And it doesn't matter how much quantitative easing or any of these other programs are in place, the wheels are coming off. I hear the music introducing the commercial, so I guess we're segueing into a break. Am I correct?
You're absolutely right. And you said it would happen in England. You said it would happen with the currency market and with the bonds. And we're going to look at what's coming next with Max Keiser straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans. And it's perfect if you're traveling or away from home. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983. Sending real food to your real future.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-310-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
I was sitting in traffic, listening to the radio. George Strait was singing.
All right, Max Keiser is our guest for the balance of the hour, and I've got a bunch of news items I want to go over with him. You've been over in Europe. You were over in France. You've been over in Greece doing live reporting. You're in England right now there with your radio show and TV show. All the details of that are at MaxKeiser.com. But, Max, I mean, clearly governments are arming to the teeth everywhere. It's not just the U.S. government now buying 2 million rounds of Hollow Point illegal for warfare under Geneva Convention bullets. armored vehicles, drones launching. I mean, it's not just, hey, we're going to become authoritarian. It's like this is a party or something. And it's the same thing in Europe. Just absolutely, you know, the head of the IMF saying, you know, 6 days a week isn't enough work. More money, Greeks, when she's exempt from the taxes under EU bureaucracy. All the megabanks are exempt from taxes. I mean, but the general public is still so mesmerized by the gulag casino model that the 20 or 30% of us that are awake, we're being demonized. I mean, this is like the world going crazy. This is more than just a corrupt establishment. Is it not the supine, servile, sycophantic public begging to be absolutely financially and physically overrun and gang raped? Isn't that only inviting the predators?
You now have a generation that has come and doesn't understand what financial independence is anymore. So you have an entire generation in America and that has been dependent on the government. So they've lost the memory of what being financially independent is all about. And that's key. And that's what the people who want to continue to destroy the system are banking on. They want to destroy the memory. They want to get rid of this generation. My generation was the last generation, I think, that really had an appreciation for economic and financial freedom. But now the current crop has lost touch completely. They don't understand that they have it within their own means, according to the Constitution in the United States anyway, to be independent of the corporocracy and the government. So they've lost touch completely. So they've lost how are they going to mount any kind of resistance? They have no idea even what you're talking about anymore. It's become abstract because this has been going on quite seriously for 20 years, quite with a hard stroke.
Sure.
Now in Europe, of course, it's a different situation because it's a very, government, controlled, a situation in France. You know, the government controls something like 65% of the economy. Here in the UK, the government now controls just under 50% of the economy, just 49.5%. It's creeping up higher and higher.
And that there's never enough, larger. Never enough, because select corporations want that because the government then gives them control. I just had an epiphany. And of course, this is in WALL-E, in the Matrix, and everywhere. But we are devolving into proto Matrix-like little blobs that watch TV all day and are very, very physically weak and pathetic and mindless, and IQs are dropping. And so for large parts of people, it's scary to have a job or invent things or work. The government's their mommy. They really believe it loves them. They're like Arrested Development half-wit children who are proto-matrix wireheads who will be inserted into the virtual reality. They're ready to plug themselves in. They're ready to have the government wipe their butts.
Well, social networking is turning out to being a way to harness the population in a matrix-like fashion. So the social media networks are providing data. And you see this now being captured by large corporations like IBM, International Business Machines, who are using what they call big data to harness social networks to sell into these networks products that they have figured out by using what they call predictive analysis. So, for example, 2 years ago, there was a culture trend called steampunk, which was gathering force on the periphery of the culture. And IBM figured this out, and now they're going to relaunch steampunk as a mainstream cultural phenomenon, but by then they will have kind of reinterpreted it and owned it and owned the copyrights to it, and they will capitalize on it and monetize it.
So sure, the NSA isn't really spying on terrorists. The globalists run those. They know what they're doing. It's spying on what the new trend is, like strawberries, and I'm throwing out a fake trend there, but just as an example, and now on YouTube and stuff, they're putting you in your niche, not to give you what you want. They're trying to put people in boxes to then program those boxes.
Right. They talk about predictive crime technology, which gets the headlines. But there's another side to this, which is predictive marketing, using social networks to figure out where you'll be, when, and what your mood will be, and how susceptible you are to what type of advertising message, and how access you have to phones.
That's right. That's right. Google admits they can now predict the future in mass movements and know where you're going to stop to eat before you do.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
All right, I want to get more into the economy with Max Kaiser and open the phones up if you have financial questions for him. I want to talk about why are central banks buying so much gold while using the media to demonize it. That's all coming up. If you want to get a question into Max Kaiser, I'd love to hear from you. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. First-time callers, financial questions, or other questions for Max Kaiser. Before we go back to Max, I want to get his take on this. About 4 or 5 months ago, somebody had hung up homemade signs. They don't even say where. No photo, no proof, no nothing. Somewhere in L.A., talking about, you know, victory against tyranny. And so they sent me 3 different notices over $1,000 total, no judge, no jury, saying you'll be arrested or have a civil lawsuit or bad credit if you don't pay us. Now that's illegal when you don't have the authority or the statutory power to just say you will pay us or we will arrest you. No arresting officer, no citation, no nothing. we send them letters going, there is Obama. And we're going to show this article at InfoWars.com because I want to actually show people at InfoWars.com. That's why I had Paul Watson today actually add some examples into the article. You guys can actually just punch up my screen if you'd like. And if you look here, it's people painted hope on a wall. That's somebody's door that a tagger put President Obama on it. Now, is President Obama going to get bills for people that tag his bumper stickers or signs or his face on walls or doorways or fences? And the answer is no. I'll never forget about 5-6 years ago, a city of New Zealand sent me a letter and said that I would be billed the next time someone spray painted InfoWars.com on a building. And they actually showed an old 6-7-story building that someone had sprayed InfoWars on that was set to be demolished, they even admitted. And it made the news that someone got up on the old building and sprayed InfoWars.com. I mean, that's just, they're afraid of you communicating. They're afraid of you getting outside the matrix. They're afraid of real memes they can't control. So it's the ultimate evil. But again, we sell bumper stickers. There's a pledge on there that by buying these, you pledge to only post these in legal and lawful areas like your own property or give them to friends and family. But it's not my issue. But this wasn't even something we sold one of our stickers. They don't even give proof of what it is. It's something about victory, you are not alone. We had a poster contest for victory symbols and to post it on your own property. So they tell us, you can go read the letters. You're going to be arrested or we're going to sue you. And then listen, they don't care. If they sue me and I sue them and win, which I've talked to my lawyer, we could win. I mean, they're breaking a bunch of laws. They don't care. They'll just use taxpayer money. And they want to bankrupt California. They want to see, they've got it set up where they can do whatever they want until they're arrested. And Antonio Villaraigosa is a La Raza Hispanic Klan member. I mean, just a horrible person. And he doesn't care. And so imagine Obama, imagine if somebody put City of L.A. stickers up, you know, .gov, would they send themselves bills? And they won't respond to our letters. There's no judge. There's no jury. There's no arrest. There's no nothing. There's no proof. There's no nothing. It's just you will pay us money or. Now, if I sent letters out saying you will pay me $1,000 or I will sue you and gave no proof or reason, that's called extortion. And when government does it, it's even more illegal. And I break it all down in the article. I'm going to go to Max Kaiser on this, but it says, this is my comment. This is a conscious fraud. The city of Los Angeles knows full well that we are not liable for someone else's activities. There's no due process, no evidence, no citation, nothing. The city of Los Angeles is engaging in unconstitutional extortion using terroristic threats of civil and criminal penalties and threatening our credit if we don't pay them more than $1,000 by simply searching the term Obama Street Art LA. You can find hundreds of murals, signs, and other street art depicting Obama in a favorable light. Under Los Angeles delusional legal control freak theories, I would add, Barack Obama must immediately pay hundreds of dollars for each infraction. Now, here's the deal. They'll probably claim this is illegal, too, because they're God, and it's our job to roll over, and, you know, they burn down a house and say they didn't, and we're going to burn it down. Burn it. Yosemite Sam. Ooh, burn that house down. Burn it down. Ooh, you didn't hear that, you liver-living little long-haired galoot. Shut up and pay me the money. I'll sue you. I'll arrest you. I'll give you bad credit. I mean, you know, how much of this are we going to put up with? I mean, it's just a bunch of burn down that cabin. Hey, I saw you burn that down, Yosemite. You didn't see no such thing. All right. I'm sorry. Max Kaiser's holding, waiting. Here's their phone number for Antonio Villaraigosa, the king, the Hispanic Klan member of the South. Here is the phone number for this guy. And you should call him up at their godlike number and say, so, I saw Obama signs on the wall. Are you going to send him a bill? And direct him to InfoWars.com. Get their attention. They're not God. 213-473-3231. Yes, go ahead. Show a document cam of that. There you go. There's the number. Request for service. Just 800-996-CITY. Maybe you want a SWAT team to drop by and burn your house down. You can call that number. One of their other great people, Dorner. So 800-996-CITY. or TDD. What does that mean? 213-473-3231. And you can call any of these people, the president, the vice president, the president pro tem, the commissioner, city of Los Angeles, the mayor. I don't need courts. I don't need proof. I don't need facts. I am the mighty Antonio Villarosa. And in that corner, the population, we don't need no stinking courts for them. Just send them bills and threaten them. I am king. All right, let me go to Max Kaiser. Ladies and gentlemen, I need your help. It's invoice number 201-200-4913. Tell them you need help on that invoice number. Ladies and gentlemen, they'll probably try to sue me over that. Fine, you want to fight, you got one. But most people get these threats and pay up. What if somebody went out and put McDonald's stuff everywhere? They know it was a false flag. Hey, you could false flag somebody with this. How do we know Antonio Villaraigosa isn't the one doing it? Max Kaiser, thank you for joining us from MaxKaiser.com. What is your take on the arbitrariness of drones will just kill you if you want? We'll secretly arrest you and torture you if you want. We'll have NATO over the military because we want. Government just doing whatever it wants. What do you call that, Max Kaiser?
Harassment. They're being harassed by the federal government. So, you know, you're on the harassing of the week or of the month. You know, they're just going to harass you, man. You know, Los Angeles, of course, is a one industry town, and that industry is the film industry. So, pick a film that's going to open in a few months and start a grassroots campaign right now why people should not go to that film as a way to hit L.A. where it hurts in the film industry. If you're upset that Aaron Swartz was killed, as his dad said, by Chris Dodd of the MPAA, murdered his kid. If you're upset that the Hollywood industry has monopolized copyright and destroyed the creative industries in America, pick a film that's going to open in a few months and get a grassroots campaign going right now so that that film does doodly squat in business as a way to fight back this harassment from L.A. to Austin.
That's right. L.A. is long tentacle. Slimy tentacle of the corrupt Los Angeles reaching into Texas trying to get my money.
Yeah, so fight back. You know, there's got to be a film that's opening up in a few months and just start, you know, reverse propaganda. They're harassing you. You harass them. Just start talking about why the film stinks, why nobody should go see it, why it's a scourge on society, and see if you can't take $100 million.
Well, I did help out Machete and the Charlie Sheen TV show. I guess I do give my gifts to Hollywood.
Well, now you got to work it in reverse, you know, like kill it. You got to kill one of these film projects that's coming out in a few months.
Yeah, let's take down World War Z. Because it's an anti-human film about mowing down humanity and how great we'll be when human life is reduced and how great Marxism is. We've actually done a review of that. Let's take down World War Z.
You did a great review on the Batman film where you predicted the event. What about this Hunger Games film? This Hunger Games film's coming out. It's the most cynical film I've seen in 20 years, where they're just setting up kids to be gunned down for the amusement of the cartel lobby in Hollywood. The people who are killing the kids in Hunger Games are the executives in Hollywood.
That then puts the idea out that it's fun to go kill kids. They're actually...
That's right. That's
hyper-subliminal, open subliminal programming.
That's right. Let's take it down. Let's make sure that film does no business. It's a complete failure. Put those producers out of business.
Well, Hunger Games is the casino gulag system they want to create, Max.
That's exactly right. So there's no reason why the people who support the cartel of copyrights, who murdered Aaron Swartz by basically threatening him to put him in the gulag for 30 years for
35.
Expressing his constitutionally guaranteed right to share copyrighted material under fair use, they killed him, as his dad said. These people are there are two major industries in America that are tied in with.
All right. I agree. I want to shift gears with you because I want to go to
the industry, and one is the copyright industry. These two industries are the frickin' frack of what's destroying the economy in the U.S. We talk about bankers all the time. Let's talk about
Flotsam
the copyright
and Jetsam. I agree, and listen, we can go into overdrive if you want because it's always interesting to have you here. But I want to go to some calls. But let me just ask you briefly: what do you make of the new Homeland Security targets of pregnant women with little kids to be shot? They call it no more hesitation. That's up at InfoWars.com. And the military training to, quote, take out zombie hordes. And the media goes, oh, it's a joke. No, it's the cover to practice mowing down human waves of Americans. The government is training to kill us en masse. Do you think the bankers are going to really be successful with that?
Well, you know, they'll never want to kill the fetuses. But I have a good idea, actually. This is a good twofer for people who are anti-abortion and pro-guns. Give fetuses guns. This way, if someone tries to abort them, they can shoot their way out of the womb.
All right, Max, that's actually a very interesting idea that you have there, her doctor. Let's expand on that, though. Seriously, the insane arms race of now 2 billion bullets they've bought, the checkpoints on the highways, now in Austin where I live, how much crazier will it get? All this parading around, I don't see it actually intimidating the awake public.
I said on your show two years ago when we were talking about inflation hedges, we talked about gold and we talked about whiskey and we talked about bullets. Now, they're hoarding all the bullets.
That's what you said. You said buy bullets, buy guns, you won't be able to get them.
Well, I didn't say forget the guns, just the bullets. The bullets are a commodity. You know, a gun without a bullet doesn't do much good. You might
have to get a tractor without gas.
Right. So the bullets are always the weak spot in this whole theory. And they are hoarding all of the bullets. The bullets will not be unavailable at Kmart or Walmart or anyone else. They're hoarding all the bullets, but you can buy them as an individual bullet for $50 or $100 per bullet on the black market. And, of course, they'll be servicing the black market. They plan to do the bullets what the Egyptian gulag casino operators did to the price of wheat.
Man, it really is like a society run by the devil. I mean, I don't know how else to describe this.
Just look at the economics of it. And that was always the weak spot in the U.S. System. You know, they've got the cheap food. They've got everything is very cheap because they import from slave labor in China. But the bullets, you know, that was always going to be a spot where if you let too many of these things circulate, it would be potentially dangerous. So by hoarding all the bullets, by buying billions of bullets, they're going to make a black market in bullets.
I was about to say, the government's trying to buy them up to hoard them because they're scared because of all their crimes.
The black market in drugs, the black market in guns, Fast and Furious, and they're going to have a black market in bullets. It's the same crooked insiders on Wall Street in Washington.
But that's what I was going to say is that they're so out of control, Max, that by buying 2 billion bullets to try to squeeze out the market, all they're doing is paying to have all the factories size up to an even greater production level.
Well, I think that the factories will hit a wall and then they'll start to close down because they're going to, just like you have any bubble, you have a bullet bubble. When the bullet bubble bursts, then you won't be able to buy bullets at any price because the manufacturing is going to tail off. Just like natural gas fracking in America, natural gas fracking only lasts about 5 years. They're scaling up to do all this fracking up and down across the coast to coast. Well, fracking only lasts about 5 years. It's not like a well that you can tap for 50 or 60 years. That's going to blow up in 5 or 6 years. It's a bond bubble. This is a bullet bubble. The bullet bubble is going to pop. And if you don't, and the government's going to have all the bullets, you'll have a gun, but no bullets. So you're going to put a spitball in there. You're going to have a spitball fight with your MAC 10 or TAC 9 or whatever you got.
I disagree with you. We've already gotten way more than we even need. I mean, it's an armed camp now. I think the founders left that little time bomb for the New World Order. I want to take some calls here, Max, but what do you make of the report here? I'm trying to dig it out. Central banks buy the most gold since 1964, and the source on that is the New York Stock Exchange and the commodity and metals trading.
Yeah, they started doing that in 2009. There was a 40-year reversal where the central banks became net buyers. They had been net sellers. And the reason why is because they are all selling massive amounts of bonds to degrade their own currencies as part of the currency war. They don't trust each other. So they are buying gold because they realize that the bond bubble and currency bubbles are popping and the gold will once again resume as being the world reserve currency as it has been before and will again. So the central banks are buying gold. Now here's where things are going to get interesting because right now, central banks are floating money to buy bonds. They're also buying gold. But at some point, they're going to switch. They're going to print money to buy gold. And then you'll see a hyperbolic move in gold, but it'll happen very quickly.
When do you expect that to happen?
Well, I think my friend Jim Rickards, who I think is the smartest guy in the world when it comes to gold and currencies, he predicts that when China comes out and announces that they have 4,000 tons of gold, right now they officially have 1,500, but we know that they've been buying very aggressively for a number of years, and they should have close to or over 4,000 tons of gold. Once China says, and it's known that they have 4,000 tons of gold, which on a percentage to their reserves and their population is critical, then you'll see panic buying in gold around the world. The central banks will triple and quadruple their panic
buying. But they probably already reached that. They've just been keeping it quiet per globalist request.
I agree. So it's, we're, you know, I think, as you know, that we could happen any day, a massive kind of trap door is open beneath the bond market and gold prices skyrocket.
What's going to happen to places like Southern California when we really go into the Depression?
Well, price of gas goes higher, and we saw when price of oil went to $147 a barrel. You had people in the suburbs and the exurbs of California running out of gas and calling the police and saying, what do I do? They didn't make the connection between empty gas tank and no forward motion.
You know, that's how, I love
that's
it.
Unprepared. That's how unprepared they are. So
you're
it'll
so
be
helpless.
Quite, yeah, it'll be quite yeah. a, yeah, so we know what's going to happen. It's not going to be pleasant.
You know, I don't mean to laugh evilly. It actually hurts me. But these gullible idiots that love the government and love socialism, they just really are the dumbest people on the planet.
Look, there's a percentage of the population that's not going to make it past this crisis. And we can't be too sentimental about it. But there's just a big piece of the, you know, make your friends and do what you have to do. But a lot of the percentage of the population is just not going to make it.
Yeah, because sucking your thumb's not going to get you through what's coming. Oh, man, folks, if you think things are crazy now, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Here's a good example. You were talking about being prepared and being laughed at, and then the hurricanes hit, and the people who actually had the canned food actually did very well.
Stay there, Max. Call's coming up. Stay with us, Max Kaiser.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Happiness is a warm gun. Happiness is a warm gun, mama.
You know, this hour is brought to you by the Squatty Potty. It's actually not one of my sponsors, but Max Kaiser's in there now. You're not going to get any serious news out of him because you're in the Squatty Potty ad. So ridiculous. Anyways, I find myself laughing more and more because stuff's getting so crazy. And now I realize I've been right about almost everything, and it's going to get as bad as I think it's going to get. And the general public still has no idea. I said we take a few calls here in just this short segment and a little bit of overdrive because he's got to go give some nighttime speech. He's doing stand-up now if he's not joking. About the, are you seriously going to do a stand-up speech tonight in London, or are you really going to secretly be in there using a Squatty Potty?
Look, I'm combining the Squatty Potty with my own compost-generating mechanism. You got to get both. It's a combo deal. You make your own compost with your Squatty Potty. And this is how to be sustainable. This is what the true
Al Gore
is all
Al
about.
Gore probably has a Squatty Potty. All right, that's enough. Let's go to Joe in Florida. Joe, you're on the air with the inventor of the Squatty Potty. go ahead.
Yeah. Are you there?
Yes, sir. We're on Squatty Potties, both of us. I'm going to stop now. Yes, you're on the air with Max Kaiser. Go ahead.
I want to thank you for the Saggedy Sam cheer up. I'm glad to hear you're cheering up, Alex. It's great to talk to you.
Hey, the whole world's going to hell in a handbasket. Yeah! Well, and Obama raised taxes on the poor people because he loves them. Yeah! Nice guy. I'm sorry.
Well, I can eat my peas. You know, I wanted to talk about the gun manufacturing across the world globally. And what I wanted to talk about...
All right, well, go quick because we're almost out of time. I mean, you got a question for Max Kaiser?
Yeah, give me a question.
On the industrial aspects of the firearms and all these names like Remington who say America's oldest gun maker and now they're actually made all across the world like Belgium and Turkey and we're supposed to go to Gander Mountain and support places like China and Russia. America's oldest gun maker like Remington, are you kidding me? Really?
No, I hear you. Listen, I appreciate your call, Joe, but I don't...
New caller.
I appreciate it, Joe, but I don't get the question for Max Kaiser.
New caller, no question, new caller. Dump him, new line, new caller.
All right, let's go to Mark in Canada. You're on there with Max Kaiser, also known
it's
as the obnoxious
question,
one.
Mark. Are we going to come after you with a Squatty Potty?
I live up in Dunster, B.C., and I watch you all the time on RT and as well on Press TV through a satellite called the Free-to-Air System. And,
yes, sir, Mr. Squatty Potty. Do you have a question
years?
For Max Kaiser?
I think he's trying to say that he likes my show better than any other
that's
show.
That's right.
That's a good point, and I'd like to emphasize that point.
Let's get serious.
It is the best show
when he
in
heard
the world,
that
yeah.
ad, folks, Max is a funny guy. It was over at that point. Now he's gone into after work mode. I guess it is late over there in England. Caller, you got a question for Max because you know it's past his bedtime.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about silver and the movement that I've been doing in my life is, of course, rather than being paid in debt, which would be paper, I like to be paid in silver. Of course, I've had to remove myself from the social insurance system, but I think wouldn't that be a real good resolution to the system rather than everyone being
paid
in debt?
I agree. Alternate currencies, get out of the paper as much as you can. Get out of the system. Max Kaiser, how do we bring down the globalist?
I believe... And I've been talking to silver miners and gold miners. They could be a huge kind of plus to the global economy and everyone if they started paying dividends in bullion. So if you bought a Goldcorp or Endeavor Silver, which is a Canadian company, instead of getting a dollar every quarter in cash, you got the equivalent in bullion. Okay, that would take the stocks higher. It would move money into that sector. It would recognize gold and silver as a currency. And I've been lobbying behind the scenes for this to happen. But, you know, they haven't done it yet. They should.
All right. right, InfoWars.com, PrisonBunny.tv, MaxKaiser.com. Follow him at Twitter at MaxKaiser and me at Real Alex Jones.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.